Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Well, welcome into the 7 o'clock hour of Sports Talk, folks. It's going to be a Saints power hour. A lot of black and gold talk. Saints head coach Kellen Moore. Also quarterback Tyler Shuck. But first up, Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak joining us right here on our talk and text line. Jeff, how you doing, man? What's going on?
I'm doing. How are you guys?
Doing well. Happy to see the initial practice report for the black and gold came out today. And about as we expected, I think, with Taliese Fuaga being the main guy, not practicing with that ankle issue. Hopefully things can progress for him. But Alvin Kamara also limited. He's still nursing that ankle issue. And then full practice, Chris Olave, Jack Stoll, and Barry Wesley.
Yeah, I mean, one of the challenges of writing up the Saints injury report the last month or so is it hasn't been that interesting. It really hasn't been much to watch. I mean, Tali Fuaga obviously is dealing with that high ankle sprain. I'd be surprised to see him out there this week. Well, obviously, if he could get back to practice Thursday or Friday, you know, he's the type of player that I don't think they would have any qualms about throwing him in there despite, you know, lack of practice time. But I also don't think you want to rush back. Ankle injuries are finicky. So I think they're going to play it safe. And I think they were happy with how Austin Richards played at right tackle against the Panthers. It's not going to be perfect. You know, you'd rather have Fuaga out there. But they're comfortable with him in that role. They brought him in for a reason. As far as Alvin, I mean, yeah, that's just the ankle injury that he's just going to be managing all year. Chris, same situation. Jack Stoll's in more interesting case. He was upgraded to a full participant because he got hurt. He also had a high ankle sprain in the Rams game, but it's a good sign that maybe he could get back, you know, kind of an important blocker for this team. And I think, you know, we haven't talked about it, but yeah, Brandon Cooks was released. He's actually on the injury report because I don't think that transaction actually went through today. And the only real relevance of that is he's going to be on waivers whenever that transaction clears. So if it didn't go through today, then he won't be on waivers tomorrow. It would be the next day. So just going to be something to watch. But I think, generally speaking, one of the things you're going to see from this team going forward is you've kind of bulked up at the wide receiver position. You're going to see more heavy personnel. You're going to see more two tight end sets. At least that is my belief going forward. You're going to see them kind of lean into that, the heavy personnel, the run game, that sort of thing. And so Jack Stoll obviously going to be a big part of that.
You mentioned that with Brandon Cooks being waived by this squad. I'm assuming he clears waivers. He'll be able to sign wherever he'd like. But for the black and gold purposes, where does that leave this offense right now? I'm not saying that Cook was an integral part or was really even that much involved, but he still was a reliable veteran for a rookie and Tyler Shuck to kind of lean on.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest impact is you lose the veteran leadership in that wide receiver room. He's a player that had kind of, I don't know if mentor is the word, but he's a player that had developed a strong relationship with Tyler Shuck. Tyler talked about that today. You know, he said it kind of sucks. Like, you got to move on. And he's the second wide receiver to leave that room in the last few weeks because they also traded Rashid Shaheed.
Right.
So two of the wide receivers that Tyler spent a lot of time in training camp working with are no longer here. You replace him with Devon Vele, who I think is going to be, have a much bigger role. And then Mason Tipton, who's the, a young player that has gotten some reps but hasn't really been used much in the passing game to this point, he's going to be probably the biggest beneficiary of the reps that Cooks was getting. He got about 50% of the snaps against the Panthers. So you just expect, hey, like I said, I think you're going to be seeing a lot more 12, 13 personnel even. So you're not going to be running three wide receiver sets to the point that you probably worry. We saw that kind of drop drastically over the past few weeks. And I don't think that's just an anomaly. I think that's what this team is going to lean into. I asked Kellen today about, do you have to kind of not be stubborn and make some changes when you see things that, you might want to run things this way, but if it's not working.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You make adjustments, and I think that's probably one of those things is how do you generate more in the run game? Well, you lean into the heavy personnel. So we'll see. But no, I mean, it's going to change the offense to some extent. Cooks hadn't been a huge factor. He had 19 catches, but he was a reliable target. Like when the ball was thrown to him, what you can say about Cooks this year is when they threw him the ball, he caught it. And that's not something you could say for everyone on this roster. He wasn't a guy who was dropping passes. He made a couple critical catches. So we'll see. Yeah, I'm interested to see where he lands. I would be surprised if he doesn't clear waivers. It would be a surprise to me if another team wanted to take on that contract. There's a report for NewOrleans.football that he did restructure his contract. That's one of the reasons it took until today to kind of get that news out, because I think they were trying to find an accommodation that would make this reasonable for the Saints in terms of Brandon wanted to be released, but the team needs to get something out of it. So it sounds like they reworked his deal so that the money that was guaranteed for next season is no longer on that contract. So it ends up turning into basically a 1 year, I don't know what the numbers would be, $6-7 million deal for Brandon Cooks, which is probably what the contract should have been to begin with. That was always kind of the weird part to me, that they tacked on that second year, put some guaranteed money onto it. I don't know if it was a competitive signing and maybe that's how they got him to agree to come here. But it is also worth noting, like, when they signed Brandon Cooks and when Brandon agreed to come to the Saints, they still had Derek Carr. The Saints' plan was to roll with a veteran quarterback at least to start the season. And that changed drastically when Derek's injury came to light and then he retired. And suddenly, you have a veteran receiver who's in a situation that maybe he wouldn't have signed up for had he known that was going to be the case. So we'll see. I mean, we haven't heard from Brandon. It's an amicable thing. I think the Saints value their relationships with veteran players, and I think they're smart to do that. I don't think you gain one of the smallest markets in the NFL from sending players out into the world with bad memories of I wanted to do things this way, and instead they traded me for a 2028 seventh round pick when, I was willing to work on this. And so we'll see how it goes. The fact of the matter is this offense is now very young. It was very young before. But now if you look at it, you know, we kind of joked with Alvin Kamara walking out of the locker room today. He's like the last man standing. Like, there's not a lot of veterans in this offense, in this offensive system anymore. Like, you're looking at Juwan Johnson and Devon Valle as the older players. And, you know, a guy like Eric McCoy, but he's out for the season. So going to be a lot of youth in this team going forward.
You mentioned Alvin Kamara in the locker room today. How's he doing? Because I feel like we need him to be a big influence on this Dirty Birds defense Sunday.
Yeah, you know, I think that's one of the reasons it's nice to have Alvin around is because he is that veteran presence, and you kind of need that. Like, one of the reasons when they signed Brandon Cooks, and like I said, I wasn't a huge fan of the second year tacked onto that because it didn't really make a ton of sense to me to commit to 2 years to a 33-year-old wide receiver. But one of the reasons I was okay with the signing in general and principle is because you need those guys, right? Like, you have a lot of young receivers, and I think it was beneficial for this team to have kind of that standard setter in that group. And I think now, like, that's Alvin Kamara. Like, he is the offensive kind of veteran that players are going to look to. I asked Tyler today because Alvin had kind of that funny bite about how he kind of got on Tyler for, you know, motioning with the wrong hand and stuff like that. And it's like, you need someone in the room who's going to get on guys, even if they're kind of joking. But, like, it's a serious thing. Like, these are little things that add up, and you need to get them right. And so, you know, I think it is important to have him in there. And if he can be productive at the same time and look like he did in Carolina more of the time, I think that's probably a positive for this team. And, you know, when you're 30 years old, you probably need that bye week a little more than some of these younger guys with all their, you know, fresh ligaments and, you know, fresh knees. So I wouldn't be surprised if he comes back looking a little sharper off that bye week, too.
Looking at this game Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons, we know it's a heated rivalry between these two clubs. The players definitely talking about it. We're going to hear from Tyler Shuck this hour as well. But what was the rookie's overall, I guess, impressions from his teammates going into this matchup against Atlanta?
Well, you know, he did make sure to mention the Shy Tuttle stiff arm, which is an important part of Saints lore. He couldn't remember Shy Tuttle's name, but he mentioned the stiff arm, and we all knew what he was talking about. So he's aware of that piece of it. And you know, I do think that Cam Jordan just being that kind of resident Falcons hater is helpful to kind of give Tyler the lowdown. He kind of said, like, yeah, I don't know a ton about the rivalry, but Cam talks about it a lot and he just freaking hates that team. So yeah, I mean, Cam's always going to get everyone in the right frame of mind to go against the Falcons, but we'll see. You know, it's hard to be very talkative in a rivalry until you play a game in it. And if he can go out there and put together a really strong performance, win a game, make them feel it. You know, the Falcons, we talked about the Saints injury report, how it's a little boring. The Falcons is anything but boring. There's 17 players on there. It's like a third of their roster on the injury report. And that includes Michael Penix, and includes Drake London, neither of whom are going to play. A lot of key players are listed there as well. So, I think Tyler's the type of guy who understands he can read the room pretty well. And, you know, if he can put together some success against the Falcons, I think he'll start leaning into that rivalry a little bit more.
Definitely excited for Sunday's matchup just to get another glimpse of Tyler Shuck as well. Jeff, thanks so much for the time, man. I know you got the practice report up and the initial practice report for week 12 up on WWL.com. What else are you working on?
Yeah, well, I'm planning to post something on what Tyler did have to say about the Falcons, you know, rivalry, is stepping into it for the first time and stuff to that end. So keep an eye for that.
Awesome, Jeff. Thanks a lot, man. I'll be talking to you tomorrow on the Inside Black and Gold podcast.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good one.
Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak, also WWL's digital content producer, joining us there. We're going to take a break here on Sports Talk. Come back with some audio right after this on WWL. Who dat?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.